This is East Carolina offensive coordinator Donnie Kirkpatrick. We are talking one of my favorite things, Pirate football, on the Sports Objective.
Welcome into the Sports Objective. We appreciate everyone tuning in whenever and however you're watching and listening, whether it's on Facebook, YouTube, or pretty much anywhere you can listen to podcasts, you can find us. Today, we're talking East Carolina Pirate football. It's just the middle of June, but as the gentleman on the screen knows, fall camp will be here before you know it. And in the month of November, East Carolina will be traveling up to Annapolis, Maryland, November 18th, I believe, to be exact, to take on the Navy midshipmen. And right now, very excited to be joined by the first-year head coach of the Naval Academy, Brian Newberry. Coach, appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Glad to be here.
No doubt. And, first of all, congratulations on getting that job, your first head job. And, with that being the case, how has that transition gone from 4 years as the defensive coordinator there at the Academy into the head role?
I think it's gone really, really well. Obviously, it's a big adjustment and change for me. And but man, what a wonderful opportunity and a privilege it is to be sitting in this chair. But couldn't be more excited about where we're at. It was a lot at first, drinking out of a fire hose for the first month or so, and but getting settled in now and getting comfortable in the role. I think we're kind of where I hoped we'd be at this point, when I took the job back in late December. And so just really excited about where we're at with our program and our players and all the work that's been put in so far.
Tell us about the staff you've assembled. I definitely recognize some of those names from having been on the staff over the last several years. But then also, I know as we were discussing off air, you're bringing in an offensive coordinator that you're very familiar with, that you've known for over a decade, in Grant Chestnut from Kennesaw State, where you had been previously.
Yeah, that was one of the first hires that I made, and obviously one of the most important hires. And so I took my time with it and did a national search and talked to a bunch of different people about, where I wanted to go with the offense. Was kind of trying to figure that out a little bit. And Grant Chestnut was, I shouldn't say in the back of my mind, but in the front of my mind, through the entire process. And the more I talked to other people, the more I talked to him, it became really obvious that he was the guy for the job. And the prior relationship, of course, helped a lot. We've been together, known each other for a long, long time. We're there at Kennesaw State together and started that program from the ground up with Coach Bohannon leading the way. And what a great learning experience that was. I know Grant really well. We've been through the fire, and been through good times and bad times, and know exactly who he is. He's exactly what we needed. And our vision for what I want the offense to look like and what he wants it to look like is the same. And excited about the progress we've made and what that looks like now and kind of the way it's evolved through spring ball and up until right now. So I'm really pleased about that hire and the way it's gone so far. Felt great about it when I hired him and feel even better about it now. So couldn't be more pleased with the job he's done so far.
You talk about what you want the offense to look like. Obviously, when people think of Navy playing offensive football, you think of the flex bone attack. I'm sure some of that will still be involved, but without giving anything away to the opposition, mm-hmm. What is your vision for the offense there at the Naval Academy?
Yeah. Well, we've got to be unique in what we do here, obviously. And the option, for all the academies is somewhat of an equalizer, right? And so I don't want to get away from the option. The option is not dead, by any stretch of the imagination. And I just want to do it a little bit better and do it a little differently. So we're going to have the ability to get under center and do all the things that option football entails with the triple and so on. But to have the flexibility, to easily get in the gun and to marry those both up and be able to take what people give us when they're committed to stopping the run game, what are they giving us? on other parts of the field and be able to take advantage of that and creative in different ways. And so to be able to get the ball in the perimeter, other than just pitching it out there, is one thing I wanted to be able to do. And to incorporate a tight end into the things that we're doing was important to me, and we're going to do that as well. And so and when I hired him and we got staff together, they sat in the room for about 6 weeks and kind of built it from scratch. And so, like I said earlier, I'm just really excited about where it's at and where it's heading.
When I think of the Navy Academy just some of the better teams that have been on the field there over the last 10 to 15 years, and you think of guys like Keenan Reynolds, Malcolm Perry, for sure, but at the quarterback position, and definitely some familiar names in that room, some coming off of injuries, be it last season or perhaps during the offseason, like Ty Lavatai and Xavier Arline, and then I know there's some others in that room also. So tell us about the quarterback position.
Sure. Well, we've got that's a position everybody wants to talk about, right? It's obviously really important. We've got two guys coming back that played a lot of snaps for us, guys that we've won games with. You know, Ty is a guy that's coming off of an ACL. He's in a good place right now. And, Xavier started toward the end of the year for us last year and did some really good things and played lacrosse this spring and was a little banged up going through spring ball. So don't feel like we got a great evaluation of him going through spring. And so a little bit behind as far as learning the offense and executing the offense goes. But what that allowed us to do with neither one of those guys going through early spring ball to speak of was to get a bunch of these young guys reps. And really excited about some of the guys coming up, in particular Blake Horvath and Teddy Gleaton. Both did some really, really good things this spring. Took a ton of reps and really encouraged by both what I saw and their ability to do some things in our offense. It gives us a lot of flexibility that we want to be able to have and how we're evolving and proceeding.
Tell us about some of that skilled personnel that you're going to have around your signal caller.
Mm-hmm. Well, it won't be a whole lot different. You know, we're going to have the traditional slots that we have, you know, in the double slot. We call it a flex bone offense, right? We'll have a B-back. We're calling it a T-back. We can do some different things with him, a little more flexibility of what we're doing with that guy now. We're incorporating a tight end, as we talked about earlier, potentially. And that's still a position that we're trying to build and recruit to. But we want to be able to use one of those guys. I think that allows us to do some pretty creative things and adds another element, you know, to our offense. But as far as the guys around him, outside, you know, incorporating tight end a little bit more, the structure's not really going to change a whole lot. Now, the profile that we recruit, as far as the size of our slots and different things they can do, is a little bit different. But we'll still be structured out very similar.
Along the offensive line, tell us what you return, and then what you feel like your strengths and perhaps weaknesses are there.
Yeah, excited about the O-line, too, had a really good spring. Coach Chesnack grinded those guys out pretty good. A ton of live work this spring. You know, we had right around 750 reps of 11-on-11. Of course, that wasn't all live, but a lot of what we call thud tempo. But pleased with the progress. Some good young players that we're going to have to count on playing for us, and some guys, several guys coming back that played a lot of snaps for us as well. Lirion Martizzi is our senior captain, kind of the bell cow on the offensive line. Had a good spring. Got some position flexibility. We can move him around a little bit. The one guy that really stood out this spring was Connor McMahon. Young guy that played some snaps for us this past year, but kind of come into his own. He got a chance to be a special player for us.
Shifting over to the defensive side of the ball, which is obviously where you had devoted the majority of your attention over the last four seasons. You did make the decision, to bring in a defensive coordinator. So first, if you would, discuss that decision briefly, and then also, just where you feel you are as a program, because you certainly opened some eyes with what you've done there on the defensive side in recent seasons.
Yeah. Well, the first thing I did and the easiest decision I made was to promote PJ Volker, who's been our linebackers coach. PJ and I were together at Kennesaw State when I came in 19. I was able to bring him with me, and was instrumental in getting this thing going. And so, you know, it's been a long time coming for him. He's an exceptional coach. Did a phenomenal job this spring. You know, I like to say that we've upgraded the defensive coordinator with me getting the head coaching job. I'm going to be involved on the defense side of the football more because I want to be than really feel like I have to be. I trust PJ entirely, and like I said, he's done a great job. I'm not going to change a lot from a philosophical standpoint, a structural standpoint, from the things that we've been doing. You know, we both believe in that. We both think very similarly in terms of you know, our philosophy and being aggressive and being multiple and being difficult to prepare for.
Coach, as East Carolina fans can attest, you know, last season and your team was very good at getting off the field on third down and you know, created some pressure on opposing quarterbacks, good at stopping the run and keeping things in front of you, not giving up the big play. You know, to the likes of a C.J. Johnson and Keaton Mitchell, who actually got injured in that ball game. But talk about just, you know, how well you guys were playing not only a season ago, but then also, you know, what you returned there in your front.
Yeah, that was a great game when we came up down to ECU. Quarterback, special player, I thought, and was really worried going into that game. But yeah, we've done a pretty good job of stopping the run right here. It's something that we believe in first and foremost. You know, want to try to be as disruptive as we can be, you know, on those early downs, and then, you know, put people in third down situations that are hard to convert. And then, you know, when we do get them in those third down situations, being as creative as we can be about the things that we're doing, the looks that we're showing, the pressures that we're bringing. So that's kind of the formula we've had on defense, but return a lot of guys on defense. I think contrary to, you know, what you said earlier, we were decent in that game. I think we gave up one really big one, you know, toward the end of the game, but that was kind of our Achilles heel last year on defense, was give up way too many explosive plays. And I'd say that that was a huge emphasis for us in the offseason, this spring. And I'd say that's, you know, with the addition of Eric Lewis coaching our safeties and becoming our pass game coordinator on the defense side of the football, it's probably the most improved unit on our football team right now. And so a ton of experience coming back in the back end, and certainly an area that we've got to get better. And I think we really have. And so it's kind of the first time since I've been here in 19 where I feel like we've actually got a decent amount of depth, and really excited about that position group. And you know, I feel like if we can do the things that we've done on defense and not give up those huge X plays, and we got a chance to be pretty good. But excited about what we have coming back. I think we have a chance to be, you know, as good as we've been since I've been here. A lot of guys have been in the system for a while now and played a lot of young guys last year. And so to have the nucleus of your defense returning, just their growth and development, their understanding of what we're doing, you know, staying within the same system is a big, big bonus.
Highlight some of those individuals those veterans that you speak of that you're returning in your secondary.
Yeah, it starts up front. You know, we were pretty good against stopping the run last year. We've got, you know, three of those starters up front coming back. Jason Busick has held that defensive end spot for the last couple of years. Donald Bernyard at nose, same thing. Played a ton of snaps for us. And then Clay Cromwell over at three technique. And really behind those guys, you feel like you got some pretty good depth. You know, we lost – the two guys that we lost were, you know, one was our Raider, who's our kind of our hybrid boundary, you know, defensive end. We got to replace Nick Straw, who was a good player for us last year, but feel like we're as athletic at that position as we've been, you know, since I've been here. And so we're kind of battling that one out. Certainly two or three guys I think are going to help us, and they're good enough to win games for us. And then – at striker, lose John Marshall. You know, from a productivity standpoint, he's a tough one to replace. It's obviously a very important position within our defense. You know, that guy, when he's really productive and making a lot of plays, we're usually playing pretty well on the defensive side of the football. And partly because of where that position is located, that's the overhang out to the field. So a lot of lot of plays are funneled to him. The ball in the run game gets spilled to him a lot. And we bring him off the edge quite a bit. So that's probably the most significant position that we have to replace. And that's still a work in progress. And I have several guys who are kind of battling it out right now. We're experimenting a little bit. We're playing some safeties down in that spot in certain situations. And I like what I see at linebacker. We've got everybody coming back. Will Harbor, our other captain, is anchoring down that Mike position. We've got Johnny Woodson Brooks backing him up. Ramos at Will linebacker. We're in pretty good shape there with a good amount of depth. And you get into our back end, Ray Lane, who's started the last half of his true freshman year, started every game for us last year, is maybe the most talented player in our defense. We survived the transfer portal with him, so really excited that he decided to stay. Had some really good opportunities to maybe go play somewhere else and stayed put, so really excited about that. Avon Gibbons was our starter, at Bandit, our boundary safety. He's done some really good things for us. Joe Husson and him battling out this spring, and both those guys will play for us, at boundary safety. And at corner, we've got everybody back at corner as well. We lost to Sean Pill, late in the year against Notre Dame to a broken ankle. He's back full speed. He's a guy that was playing at a high level late in the year for us last year. We're really excited about. Andrew Duhart may have had the best spring of anybody on defense. He's a young corner that played a few snaps for us last year, but really kind of come into his own this all season throughout spring. Really excited about him. And B.D. Williams played a ton of snaps for us. Had a great spring as well. He's back. So several of those guys are coming back, and we've really improved, especially at corner. That's since I've been here in 19. It's been a little bit of a source of deficiency for us, and don't really feel like that right now. So excited about the group and the improvement that we've been able to make this off season and throughout spring ball, and hopefully we'll continue to make as we get into the camp this summer.
Shifting to your special teams, I know last year and you had a young man, Daniel Davies, that had a couple of big kicks in that game against East Carolina. I believe he perhaps even earned with his performance that week. But just if you would talk about your special teams, not only the kicker and punter, but then your coverage and return units.
Yeah, I thought that was something we did really well on special teams last year. I thought we covered kicks exceptionally well. Ray Lane was a big part of that. It was a gunner that people really struggled to block. Riley Reifman, our punter, I think is one of the best in the country. And I love some of the things that we're doing. Ricky Brown, our special teams coordinator, what we're doing with our punt unit. But his ability to kick it pretty far with some good hang and the way we've been able to cover has been really, really something positive for us. I thought we covered kickoffs really, really well last year. And so we're in the middle of a competition at kicker right now. And I thought it went really well in spring. I think we have two guys that are very capable of stepping in that role and doing some great things for us.
And as you take a look at the new look American Athletic Conference, what are your thoughts? Obviously losing the likes of UCF, Cincinnati, and Houston. But some quality programs coming in, probably led by the UTSA and everything that Coach Traylor's done out there.
Sure. I'm really, really excited about the additions to the conference. I think it's a really, really interesting league. Some really good football teams in there. I think, I was just at our coaches' conference out in Ville a couple of weeks ago, and there's some outstanding coaches. They're getting in this league. They've just taken over some programs. Obviously, UTSA has been exceptional the last couple of years, and you get some teams like Florida Atlantic and South Florida who've made new hires. I think those coaches are really, really good. And you look at a UAB with Trent Dilfer. I think he's a really good coach. Got to spend a little bit of time with him at the conference. Really impressed with him and his demeanor. I know he's going to do a great job there at UAB. So some really good teams coming in. We lost some good teams, obviously, but I like what we've replaced them with, and I think it's going to be a very exciting league.
And final thing for you. I know there in the first couple minutes of the conversation, and you're talking about the first several months on the job and really the first month or month and a half, how I was drinking out of a fire hose, so to speak. You know, what has been that biggest adjustment or a couple things going from a coordinator to a head coach?
Yeah. Well, I think at first it was unexpected, Bubba. You know, it all happened really fast, and the circumstances weren't great. It's kind of bittersweet. And but I think the biggest thing for me was putting a staff together. And I think that's the most important job you have, as a head coach, of putting a great staff together and surrounding yourself with great people, first and foremost. And I feel like I did that. Really feel like I hit a home run with the staff that I hired. But yeah, certainly an adjustment, especially like I mentioned, that first month and a half on the job. But I'm settling into the role. I love being a defense coordinator. I really enjoyed that. And, the game planning piece, coaching position, the strategy behind doing that. And so that part's been different for me. Now I'm shifting gears a little bit, trying to be involved on both sides of the football. And that's been a lot of fun. And I'm really enjoying it. The first thing I felt like I needed to do as a head coach was start to make connections with all of our players. And with a roster the size of ours, as the defensive coordinator, you really dialed into that side of the football. And so your relationships with the guys on the offense side of the football are not as strong. So that part's important to me, and that's obviously a process and trying to do that now and get to know our players better, connect with those guys, and we're building that trust. And like I said earlier, I couldn't be more pleased with kind of where we're at right now and the buy-in from our players and the way they've embraced the changes and kind of run with it. But it's been great. Like I said earlier, a wonderful opportunity and a great privilege and really optimistic and excited about the future of Navy football.
Once again, congratulations on getting the job. Appreciate the time and access this afternoon and have enjoyed the conversation. Best of luck in 2023 and beyond. And, I think if the matchup between the Pirates and Midshipmen in mid-November is anything like it's been the last three times, it'll be a heck of a football game.
Yeah, I hope so. I appreciate you having me on, Bubba.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Take care, you too.